USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
As Russia says it will scale back military activity near Kyiv, there are signs of progress in peace talks between the Kremlin and Ukraine. Delegations from the two countries met in Istanbul. Both sides say the talks were constructive. No signs of a breakthrough, however. But Russia's announcement of a scale back is being met with skepticism from Ukraine, the U.S., and the West. A sub-variant of the Omicron COVID variant that's even more contagious than the original is now the most common strain of the coronavirus in the U.S. The CDC estimates that the BA2 strain now accounts for more than half of all COVID cases. It's even more prevalent in certain parts of the country, like in the Northeast. Word of a more prevalent variant comes as the FDA has signed off on a second booster shot for older people and for those who are immunocompromised. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.